Welcome to this special report on the Calhoun experiments and the mouse utopia, a revelation about what's happening with humanity right now. I'm Mike Adams. I spoke about this just yesterday in my podcast, but since then I've studied that research a little bit more, and I'm shocked at the details that I uncovered because it paints a near-perfect roadmap of the downfall of human civilization right now. And I wanted to share with you some of the details that were observed in these mouse populations in the 1960s, including, by the way, transgenderism, infanticide, pedophilia, grooming, all the things that we are seeing today in human society. This means that the downfall has begun. We are just a couple of generations away, probably, from the complete collapse of human civilization with no live births, right? No, I'm serious. At least that's what happened in the mouse populations. Maybe it won't happen to all human beings. But, well, let me explain the experiment to you so you have some background in case you're not familiar with this. So the Calhoun experiments were conducted in the 1960s, I believe, or late 50s and into the early 1960s by a researcher named Calhoun. I don't know his first name. But this was written up in the Smithsonian Magazine, and it was published in mainstream science journals at the time. And essentially, Calhoun built an artificial world for these mice, and he did it with rats also, but I think most of his experiments were with mice. He built kind of a fort for them. It looked like it was maybe 12 feet across or something. It was pretty large, and he had unlimited food and water and no predators. And also, essentially, an unlimited amount of space, you know, living space, i.e. housing or nesting for the mice. And into this environment, he placed, to start with, 8 mice. And then these 8 mice, having unlimited food and water and no predators and so on, they began to reproduce at an astonishing rate. Now, if you know anything about mice, they're able to reproduce very, very quickly, and the female can get re-impregnated immediately after she gives birth, and so they can produce a lot of mice very quickly. So what happened was it went into a growth phase, and I don't know how many generations this growth phase lasted. In the experiment, it was like 100 and something days, I guess. I'd have to look at the exact timeline. But this whole thing went into collapse at around 500 and something days, which I'm not sure how that translates into human years, but you know, a generation for mice is about, let's say, 50 days, and a generation for humans is 20 to 25 years. So, you know, you can make some comparisons from that. In any case, there was a massive growth phase, lots of reproduction, population was doubling very quickly, lots of mice in this habitat, so to speak. And then it went into a stagnation phase where birth rates slowed down because they began to witness some aberrant type of behavior. In this phase, which is, let's just call it the stagnation phase, maybe the perversion phase, they started to witness female rats taking over the roles of males. So there was a masculinity factor in the females, and then many males became more feminized. Some of them were isolated from the social construct of the mouse community. So they were loners. Some of them were bullied by other male mice. And then there were gay mice, and there were transgender mice, and there was pedophilia. So as all of these things started to come out, they were associated with increased acts of violence and a lack of socialization skills. Now remember, what was happening during all of this is that the newborns, the youth generation, did not have to compete for anything. So it was kind of like in the modern world where they say, everybody's a winner. Like, we're not going to compete and there's no losers. Like, everybody got unlimited food and water and no predators. There was no competition. It was pure, I don't know, socialism, communism, or basically it was a welfare state. Maybe that's a better way to describe it. So you had a mouse welfare state where no one had to work or compete in order to have food and water and reproduce, right? And so in that phase, they saw a lot of the transgenderism and the gay mice and the attempted mounting of youth, you know, child mice. So there was pedophilia and so on. And then in the final stage, which is the collapse stage, that's not what Calhoun called it, but that's what I'm calling it. The collapse stage, a population of all the mice in the aggregate began to decline quite rapidly. In this phase, there were no more live births. The mothers abandoned their children. they did not raise them. They would get pregnant, they would give birth and just abandon them, or they would be carrying a child and they would drop it accidentally. They would just leave it. They just move on. So this is similar to what we see today with abortions, infanticide, left-wing operations, celebrating the mass murder of children and not caring about children or celebrating abortions, all of this. In addition, this saw more violence and the total collapse of socialization skills among the mice. So since they did not have to compete for resources, they did not have to really sort out through social hierarchies as much who was dominant or, you know, who had control over which resources. And so that collapsed. And they ended up with these subpopulations of female mice that Calhoun called the beautiful ones. And the beautiful ones spent all day doing only three things. Number one, they weren't interested in sex or reproduction whatsoever. They had no children. The beautiful ones would spend all their time eating and self-grooming and sleeping. So they would groom themselves, which is something that mice do. I mean, all animals do it to some degree. They would groom themselves so that their fur looks fine. They look healthy. They look like leaders. They look like successful members of the mice society. And yes, mice are, they're mammals. They have very complex societies, by the way. So they would groom themselves in order to look this way. And that goes along with what we see in society today. We have a lot of youth that are focused entirely on selfies and how they look and outward appearances and posing for the selfies and posing on Facebook and filming their videos with their theatrical staged apartment that looks like, oh, we have fashion handbags and we've been traveling and life is so awesome. Isn't it awesome? And it's all an act, right? Well, that's what the mice were doing. The female mice were just grooming, but they weren't interested in sex. They weren't interested in reproduction. And in fact, they did not reproduce whatsoever. There were zero live births in this phase, and the population began to just die off. And then eventually, it did completely die off. All the mice died, all of them. And what's shocking is that the mice died even when they had unlimited food and water and space and no predators. So importantly, this was not an issue of overcrowding where they ran out of space to live. That did not happen. There was still plenty of space to live. So anybody saying, well, this is what happens when you have overpopulation, that's actually not what was going on. What was really happening was there was no more competition. And then the youth generations never had to learn how to overcome obstacles. They never had to learn how to find food, how to compete for food. They never had to learn how to navigate social hierarchies in order to maintain control over certain resources, for example. They never had to negotiate with each other or trade with each other or even really tolerate each other. And so social skills collapsed, food harvesting skills collapsed, and then they never got passed down from one generation to the next. And ultimately then, all the remaining living mice had no skills whatsoever to survive. Not even when everything was given to them. So in this welfare state of mouse utopia, as it was called, the collapse happened because everything was free. And that led to a cultural collapse in the culture of the mice, where knowledge and information was not getting passed down from generation to generation, which is exactly what's happening in our universities. Right now, where America's youth are being taught, what, victimhood, liberalism, progressivism, blue hair, nose rings, transgenderism, but no actual knowledge about how to navigate society or produce anything or do anything useful. So every bullet point that came out of this study from Calhoun is what we're seeing in society right now, today, in real time. Every single thing. The infanticide, the abandonment of children, the transgenderism, females taking on male roles, increase in violence, total lack of socialization skills. I mean, look at what COVID did to our children too. Lockdowns, masks, social distancing, that only made it worse. So we've got an entire generation of children right now that have virtually no social skills whatsoever. And importantly, they do not believe in competition. So you can go to even MBA students in today's colleges and business schools, they do not believe in competition. They think that everyone's a winner, that equality means equal outcomes and that everything has to be adjusted to make sure there are equal outcomes, and demanding that anybody be promoted based on merit, well, that's racist. You can't have merit, not a meritocracy. Everything's based on equality, which is what the mice had in the mice utopia. And then they all died because they lost the skills of navigating reality. They lost the skills of how to adapt, how to learn, how to pass along knowledge, how to teach their children, and so on. Now, a lot of scientists saw this, and some predicted, well, this was going to be doom and gloom for humanity. But they misinterpreted it. They thought that this is about population control. This is about overcrowding. That if you have too many people in one area, the overcrowding drives everybody insane, and then everybody dies. But that's a misinterpretation. Again, it wasn't overcrowding. It was because everybody was getting welfare. And then generation after generation, they lost the skills. So what do we see in society today? What do we see with COVID? Stimulus money, free money, universal basic income. Here, everybody's going to get money for free. That's the same thing as the mice utopia handing out free food and water. And then generation after generation in humans, entire families lose the ability to function in a society. And all they do is raise children and then in some cases just murder them or abort them or abandon them. Just like the mice, you see, just like the mice. And what's shocking to me to consider in all of this is that those mice, they didn't feed their children poisoned food, you know, laced with pesticides and herbicides and heavy metals. They didn't have chemtrails. They didn't have hormone disruptors in the food plastics and the food packaging containers and all that. They didn't have heavy metals in the water supply. But humans today, that's what humans are subjected to. So far beyond the insanity of having everything provided and having no predators just sitting around eating and grooming and sleeping. Far beyond that, humanity is being mass poisoned. So when I looked at this study, this gave me a lot of new perspective about the collapse of human civilization as it is unfolding in front of us in real time. It finally allowed me to understand that the global collapse of civilization can happen solely from cultural changes, and that they stem from things being too easy. From humanity having too much readily available food, frankly, and easy money, stimulus money, you know, low-cost money, which is what the Fed does, money printing. All of these handouts, they actually destroy humanity. The welfare state, universal basic income, stimulus money, all of it, it actually cripples humanity. It causes the downfall. And then the signs that we're seeing with transgenderism, the LGBT agendas, the pedophilia, the child grooming, the abortions, the infanticide, child mutilations, all of that. This is well known to occur in societies as they are losing their minds and collapsing. And they can reproduce it in mice over and over and over again. Did you ever think that? You thought this was just a human thing. You thought this was just a Satanism thing. And it isn't. There's more to it than that. This is a twisted perversion cultural insanity that's seizing hold of our modern society. And these things have been seen before throughout human history as well, by the way, in the Roman Empire, for example, and some of this in Aztec and Mayan empires and so on. Throughout human history, this has been seen before, and it's back. And there's going to be a mass die-off because of this. We may only be one generation away from the mass extermination of the human race. And it's already in play. I mean, we are watching the last stage right now. And so if you think about it, agricultural mechanization or the leveraging of farming equipment in order to produce a lot of food with very little effort, supplanted by fossil fuels, of course, this actually created a society of food abundance that is going to lead to the downfall of human society. Isn't that interesting? That food abundance creates collapse after a few generations. And we're there now. We're there now because how many youth in America today can grow food or even recognize where food comes from or even know what garden seeds are or have even worked in a garden? Once you lose contact with food and you lose contact with the process of having to struggle to acquire it, then you lose your humanity, or in the world of mice, you lose your mouseness, whatever. I'm not sure what the right, what do you think the term would be for that? Your mouse sanity or something. I don't know. But you get my point. And humans have far more toxins and poisons and assaults against them today compared to the mice. For example, humans are being injected with mRNA vaccines. These mice weren't even injected with that. And mRNA is transhumanism and infertility and fibrous clots and everything that's killing humans today. So the collapse of human populations is vastly accelerated compared to the collapse of the mouse populations in the mouse utopia experiments. So keep that in mind. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger of naturalnews.com and also brighteon.com. Yeah, pray for America. Don't sell your soul to the Satanists and the pedophiles, that's for sure. Thank you for listening. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.